This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 283-603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And I have to, if I had more presence of mind, I would have actually put up my convertible top when I was out there, considering there was someone going around the neighborhood shooting paintball guns and you can do a fair bit of damage to the inside of a convertible.
Oh, yeah.
With the top down. It's 80 degrees here in Keene today. Absolutely beautiful Ooh. Day.
Oh, yeah. It was hot.
It was definitely a day for driving around with the top down, and I did. And I got here, and it was still warm, so I didn't bother to put it up. I think I'm going to need to do that during the next commercial break, though. But this, my car wasn't shot with the paintball gun, fortunately, which is actually kind of weird, because when they came by the studio, when someone else came by the studio to throw eggs at cars, my car was also not hit. Presumably, they didn't know that it was related to the show. Who knows what these people know, and who knows what they're thinking. The same is true of these people who want us to eat bugs. These people from this crickets website who are trying to sell you a cricket flour to make bread out of, presumably.
Oh, yeah, this is a total ad. These people, they're, well, you know, they. Why did they even start the business? Unless they maybe believed in it?
I would imagine they have to believe in it.
Yeah. Cricket flour is going to save the world, so I think that this is just an attempt to basically sell cricket flour and also to work into their bias.
Do they really not realize how this works, though? Like, if cricket flour somehow became popular, we would have to have these massive industrialized cricket farms in order to fuel that demand.
Absolutely.
That demand.
And according to some of the experts, you're supposed to really want to eat wild bugs. If you were actually...
They want me to go out and hunt for bugs?
If you're actually, if you're actually farming them... So basically, what's the big complaint with the poor old chickens? You got chickens who are in these little cubicles, you know, standing one right next to each other.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
And they're, almost said it, pooping all over themselves, and it's pretty wild. Especially since they're so close to each other, they can't really get away. So if you have a mean chicken, they're sitting there pecking on each other, and there's nowhere for them to go. So it's a pretty horrible life.
It is.
The good news is it's only like 11 weeks. Your chicken, your big, fat, monster, 7-pound chicken that you bought at the grocery store.
Full of hormones.
Just a baby. It's a baby. Well, I'm not actually sure. There's a lot of, they vaccinate them.
Yep.
Not sure how many hormones are being pumped into them.
Oh, they pump them full of all kinds
of food. But I do know that it's a very sad breed. It's called the Cornish cross, the ones that you're probably eating, that you're snacking on right now at the house while you're listening. One of the main breeds is called a Cornish cross, and basically they grow so fast and they get so heavy that they can't walk. They actually break their legs as often. If you go past the 11-week mark, past their adolescence, past, you know, into adulthood, they get so fat and so big that they just live horrible lives. Their hearts stop. You're familiar with giants.
I am.
And human giants. They don't really have a long lifespan.
And I'm familiar with the subject you're talking about. If you really want to learn how screwed up the food industry is in the United States, watch Food Inc. That's mm-hmm. Food Incorporated.
I've seen that
Food
one.
Inc. It is absolutely horrific. And if that's not bad enough for you, watch the film Earthlings and try to walk away from that, not being a vegetarian or even a vegan.
But you did watch them, but you still eat chicken and fish.
I still eat chicken, but I don't eat that industrialized chicken. I mean, I can tell the difference, right? And anyone can. If you go to the supermarket and your chicken breast is 6 inches across one way and, you know, 9 inches the other way, what you've got there is a genetically modified chicken. I've seen chickens, right? Actual live, free-roaming chickens. No. They're not that big.
Yeah, they're abominations, for sure. Now, are they lab-made? And I also question how much hormones are being used on them, but I'm not so sure about that. It's a secret breed. It's a secret heritage. They're not telling. I have a pretty good idea what they're made of, but no one really knows because it's a well kept secret. But no, it's natural selection. They've been bred over the past at least the past half a century. This particular breed of chicken, and they're just bred to grow really fast.
Which well, they're also, you know, pumped full of hormones and stuff like that to make them grow to unnaturally large sizes.
Yeah. My birds, not these birds. They are out there scratching and are in the woods and are, you know, dust bathing and they're fighting with each other and having sex with each other. And it's just, you can tell they're happy birds. And they're not, and they're half the size of this Cornish cross. You don't get a whole lot of meat on them. But that's just the nature of the game.
No, but you're not torturing an animal throughout its entire existence in order to sustain yourself either.
True that.
And that's where I come in at it. I'll accept that eating meat, killing an animal in order to eat it, it's probably unethical. It probably can't be justified because I could sustain myself without killing anyone.
But you're happy to kill your broccoli.
Well, yeah.
Which is...
Broccoli doesn't feel pain.
Well, maybe. We hope, wouldn't that be something we find out in 100 years, that all this time the lettuce that we were eating was crying out in pain? And if there is some truth to that, you know, when a plant is damaged, you know, it immediately tries to heal itself. It's, you know, sap is rushing to that breaking point and the plant is trying to survive. So what if they are actually crying out in pain, that they're screaming in agony as you just broke a branch off? Wouldn't that be something?
They may very well feel pain, but a human can't subsist off water.
Nope.
So
or grass.
But that's just the way the universe is. That's just the way life is. Life feeds on life.
Correct.
I just don't want to torture things in the process of doing so. I'll still eat meat as long as I have good reason to believe that meat wasn't, you know...
Yeah, humanely raised, yes. and put out of its existence in a nice, humane fashion.
Yes.
You know, none of this, I've seen some documentaries too, and some of these slaughterhouses are just, ugh, they give me the eebie-jeebies.
That's why I prefer, like, Bardo Farms here in New Hampshire. All of their meat is, you know, good. It's locally sourced. I mean, they grow it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's free range. They don't torture them, and they kill them as humanely as it is possible to kill something.
Yeah, I think that... But it's a dying breed. I think that some places it actually seems to be coming back. It's becoming more of the fad, and people are not only a fad, but people are actually trying to live healthier and get away from some of the nonsense that we were just talking about. But, you know, big business, big farm, they don't want little guys, you know, selling their organic, free range, anything.
Tyson and Monsanto have the food world on lockdown.
Yeah.
And they want to keep it that way.
There's another. Speaking of Gates, who I believe at this point owns like 40% of all U.S. farmland.
Really?
He's been buying it up left and right. Why? You know, Mr. Depopulation. And by the way, Nick, the guy who hired him was just a prankster. I think he was one of these radio hosts, a prankster, and he just decided that it would be fun to throw a pie at Bill Gates. But anyways, this guy we got to watch this guy.
It's weird that he's buying up farmland. I'll definitely give you that. Because Bill Gates is definitely going to fall on the side of, you know, Tyson and Monsanto.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
They're doing this for our own good. You know, they're poisoning you to save you because they love you. And if you don't want their poison meat, hey, here's a solution. Just eat some bugs.
No, that's what they want. They want us to eat. Because why? Number one, they are delicious, according to this stupid article. Number two, you're probably, and we already discussed this, you're probably eating them already anyways, because they're in everything.
Yes, which, not intentionally.
Exactly, which is why, well, that's not a good point. I'm not intentionally eating the stupid things. I don't want bugs in my food. I, you know, try to prevent that from happening. So that's not a good argument at all.
And when people are told that they eat bugs, they feel grossed out because the idea of eating a bug is pretty gross.
It's not appetizing at all. Here's some examples of what contains a lot of bugs. Commonly found in chocolate, cinnamon, dates, coffee beans. I'm drinking coffee as we speak. Potato chips. Peanut butter, broccoli, canned tomatoes, fig paste.
That doesn't sound very appetizing. Nothing with the word paste in it sounds appetizing.
Maybe they mean like fig jam. That actually sounds really tasty. Canned fruit, juices, and etc. So there you go. It's in everything you eat.
Sure, but I'm not intentionally eating bugs when I eat those things. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio is Aria and Conan, and the end may be in sight. Evidently, Mayor George Hensel is willing to have a vote here in Keene about lifting the mask mandates. So we might actually be free to show our faces to people again.
Which should have never happened in the first place, because that's not how the state runs. Cities can't create these types of ordinances.
That's why I'm suing them.
Good. I don't really care.
But it's a slow process. Evidently, by the time it actually anything comes of it, the ordinance will have been lifted.
Or there'll be something else to worry about, like freedom papers. It's all the little golden stars on our lapels to prove that either we were vaccinated or not. We'll see who has the majority. Right now, I think only about 100 and I think it's up to a little like 110 million people have been fully vaccinated, which is an ungodly amount, and I didn't realize it was that high.
But, that's about 1 in 3.
Especially when you consider that kids don't get it yet. And guess what they just decided this week? 12-year-olds can get it.
Well, the vote could come as early as Thursday, even if, you know, the city of Keene does lift its mask mandate, though I'm still proceeding with the lawsuit because they had no authority to enact it in the first place.
Correct.
But you're right. The mask thing, don't worry. When I was out there smoking during the long break, I saw this. Presumably, they were a couple walking, and I saw the dude touch his mask at least 4 times.
It's disgusting. So it really is like a diaper.
Within 30 seconds. And then he wiped his nose on his arm after touching his mask repeatedly, pulling it back up, pulling it back down. It's like, dude, this is a literal petri dish that you're breathing into and keeping at your body temperature.
Now, the one good thing about not having been in a grocery store in over a year is I don't see that anymore. I don't see my cashier touching her face. I'm standing in line 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I see her touch her face 6 times, and that's 2 minutes. And then she starts putting her hands all over my vegetables.
It's because masks are uncomfortable. The fibers are itchy. They have to be adjusted. If you speak, they move. It's not a good solution to the problem.
No, it's not. And I think that when they write the book and they finally figure out what science was right and what was wrong and what was speculation, I think they're going to say, yeah. The masks were never preventing anything. They weren't keeping you safe.
I think they're worse.
And on top of that, they're worse. They're actually keeping all that bacteria, all that virus in your face, and you're constantly breathing it back into your body. I think there is science that says just that, except guess what? You're not going to find it on YouTube. You're not going to find it on Twitter. You're not going to find it on Facebook because it's not allowed, because it goes against.
It doesn't matter where people find it. All they have to do is take a look around. I've been to bars.
It's common sense.
Yes, someone reaching up and constantly touching their mask is spreading those germs directly to their hands and then directly to everything they touch.
Yeah.
There's just no avoiding that. This is why cities like Nashua, the first city here in Keene to impose a mask mandate, immediately had a spike in the number of coronavirus cases. And I don't think any other city in Keene ever reached the numbers that Nashua did.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're right there, too, next to Massachusetts, and, you know,
yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know,
but yeah.
I'm ready for the mask to go away. I'm ready to see smiles again.
I'm ready to see people again. I want these, especially these kids, to take the masks off, and they should never be wearing them. First of all, they're not going to get sick, but I mean, it's just the developmental issues that they're going to be dealing with, you know, after having lived in fear for what is 14 months now or something.
Yeah, and for a lot of kids, this is just what life is like for them. They don't know anything else. You know, the 4-year-olds, the 5-year-olds out there who are just now really becoming aware of what's happening around them, they've spent their most critical years wearing masks, disconnected from other human beings, being propagandized constantly that other human beings are to be feared.
Lepers. Everyone's a leper until proven innocent. We wake up guilty of leprosy every morning, and there's no really way around it. You're just a leper forever. Thanks.
That's how people are treating us.
And wouldn't you know it? Was it last Thursday? Basically, the CDC came out and says, hey, you know what? That thing about wearing masks, you know, first of all, a week prior, they said, oh, you could take your mask off when you're outside walking by yourself on the sidewalk.
Yes.
And we laughed at that and joked about that. And then a couple days later, last Thursday, they just came right out and said, yeah, you don't need to wear your mask anymore if you've been vaccinated. And oh my God, the fallout from a certain group of people out there scratching their heads.
So the CDC has actually said this?
Yeah, yeah. Even Biden tweeted, he's like, the rule is simple. You don't have to wear your mask if you're vaccinated. And now you
well,
have...
Well, this bodes well for me because I know my boss is willing to lie and say that I have been vaccinated.
This is part of the problem. You have a certain segment of the population, and we're really finding out how crazy they are. That they truly have. We were talking about liberal women. 60% of liberal women under 30 have claimed to have a mental disorder. And the question is, well, were you born that way, or is it the way you live your life? Do you live your life in fear?
Or is it just that they want to believe they have a mental disorder?
To be special, yeah. I mean, so you can look at that three different ways. But no, you have. I was watching one of these liberal news channels, and they were talking about this new information, this new science, and they couldn't believe it. They couldn't accept it. Rachel Maddow's talking about. She literally said, "I don't understand this. I'm going to have to rewire my brain to make sense of this." To rewire.
But the science is settled, and the CDC shared
us. The same people who've been claiming for the past year that look at these Trumpers, look at these MAGAs, look at these anti-vaxxers. They just can't accept the science. What's wrong with them? Why are they so retarded? And now they are the ones claiming the science is wrong. They can't accept it. What is this?
Well, the CDC's guidance, recommendations, or whatever, if anything, is most likely to be a motivating factor for people to get the vaccine. I think that's probably what they were aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you want to get people vaccinated, then you're going to have to offer them something. You're going to have
it's a carrot.
Them.
It's a carrot.
Yes. It's the carrot on their stick.
Too many pundits have come out and have said that those exact words. We have to create this carrot. We have to entice the populace that if they ever want to go back to normal, if they want to go to concerts, if they want to go to the grocery store, if they want to hug grandma, they have to take this vaccine. What happened all of a sudden to change this guidance?
Exactly,
110 million have been fully vaccinated in this country. That's not the whole population. Why do they stop?
No, but it's a lot of the adult population.
And like I said, they've already opened. They just now here in our region, New Hampshire, they just opened. The governor's like, 12-year-olds can get it now. Start setting up.
I think one of two people.
By the way, which is child abuse. If you take your healthy child to get this stupid emergency use only experimental vaccine, you are committing child abuse and you need to be locked up.
I don't know proof of locking people up, but I will say I think I'm one of two people at my job that has not been vaccinated. I'm also one of the few people who has had COVID-19 there.
You'll need it.
And I'm totally fine. I actually tasted something today for the first time in forever. It was the best sandwich I've ever eaten. It's Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris blames a surge at the southern border on poverty, violence, and extreme weather, among other factors. Opening a session with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus on Monday, Harris saying the U.S. must focus on the root cause of mass migrations to the United States from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Oklahoma, the latest state to end federal unemployment jobless benefits. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt saying thousands of Oklahomans are making more money on unemployment than they would be if they took a job.
Our challenge is not to get businesses back open. We've done that. It's been getting employees back to work. Without a doubt, one of the factors causing this has been the continued extension of extra federal benefits.
USA Radio News. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity called off because of COVID-19.
An entire expedition to climb Mount Everest had to be called off after several members of the climbing party were infected with COVID-19. Austrian expedition company Furtenbach Adventures says the number of infections among the 51-person party at base camp spread rapidly and that it would be irresponsible to continue the climb. Nepal only recently began allowing climbers back onto the mountain, issuing permits again in April after canceling the climbing season last year because of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden is again urging everyone to get vaccinated. The president also noting even though there's new guidance from the CDC regarding masks, we should still be respectful of people who choose to wear them.
Some people may want to continue to wear masks, even if they're fully vaccinated. Some businesses may want to continue to require wearing masks. Let's all be kind and respectful to one another as we come out of this pandemic.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Talking about the New World Order, for the most part, here tonight, and how they want to vaccinate you. They want to release these superbugs into the wild. They want to vaccinate you against them. And, you know, COVID-19, as far as superbugs go, is pretty lame, as far as I can tell.
You think it wasn't deadly enough to really hit home?
I mean, it was deadly to 85-year-old geriatric patients.
Yeah, so
sure.
So was influenza.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. What was released, presumably, and we're going to get into this later, from
it's a growing. Actually, it's not a new theory.
It is not, but the lab leak theory. There may be some justification to it. Kind of keep in mind, they said that this Wuhan lab works on bat coronaviruses. They experiment on
for years.
Specifically bat coronaviruses. Now, more interestingly, argument is that the coronavirus, COVID-19, originated with a bat.
And also a pangolin.
A
pangolin. It's a weird-looking, lemur-looking kind of a thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, South Park really captured the...
I still haven't even seen that. I keep forgetting
yes.
That's even a thing.
Your list is too long, I know. But no, we're talking about the CDC coming out and giving us new guidance, new science on Thursday.
But
what happened a couple of days before that?
I don't know.
There was the Fauci, Rand Paul back and forth. And there were other senators and whatnot who were grilling Fauci about his connection to the Wuhan. And then 2 days later, they just decide to hand out this new guidance. What's that all about? Or maybe they're trying to
Well, we've got a caller, so before we get too deeply into that, because I haven't seen that back and forth, let's go to the phones. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, peace, guys. Yeah, the reason the states that have released their populace from this lockdown are doing so much better than the rest of the states against the coronavirus, it's pretty simple. They're getting sunshine. They're getting vitamin D.
Yeah.
They're out doing what they're supposed to be doing.
They also vote differently, too. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
Well, I mean, I know how I voted, and I know how the libtards voted, and it wasn't the same direction. But I'm in Michigan. I think I've wore a mask 6 times. Oh, Gretchen the Great's got no hold on me.
Hmm. Yeah, it is so upsetting to me that all of the guidance that we hear from these specialists in the field is everything that we should be doing, or nothing that we should be doing. Like, for example, going out, sunshine, shaking each other's hands, actually working on our herd immunity. No. They want us all drugged up. They want us breathing old, nasty, stale air. They want us cooped up in cubicles. It's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, they want a little bacteria greenhouse on your face. And it's scary. And they're doing this to the children. That's what's really sad. I mean, they're just corrupting the culture.
Yeah, I can't even begin to
make a bunch of lemmings. Let's all run off the cliff together. The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
Yeah, sir, how old are you? Did you ever experience the hiding under your desk nonsense back in the day, during the Cold War?
Yeah. When I was, I think it was kindergarten we had to do that. Maybe up to second grade.
You think it affected you?
I'm 61.
Do you think it affected you in any way? Do you think you survived?
No.
Well, it's very similar in a way. I don't know. How long did that take place? Was it just kindergarten? That was it?
Or? Sure, but they weren't doing nuclear drills every single day.
Right.
And this mask nonsense, it is in your face.
And that's what I was asking. How long did that take place?
When it was really harsh, was a little before my time. That was in the 50s during the Big Red Scare. I wasn't born until 60.
I've heard about this, though. It was a nuclear drill, like schools today do fire drills and evidently shooter drills and other stuff.
Yeah.
They used to have nuclear drills.
Yeah, they had a video with a turtle. It was telling you to hide on your desk because it might save you.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to know what to pay attention, you pay attention to the frogs, the small birds. You ever heard of the canary in the coal mine?
Yeah.
They used to take a bird down into the mine. Because that bird was so small, if it breathed just a little bit of that leaking methane gas, it would drop. And you need to get your furry ass out of there.
Yeah, yeah. Bees too.
Yeah, oh, but the bees are under attack because of Monsanto. And
that's one of the theories.
Roundup.
Yeah, that's one of the theories. Roundup.
No,
or...
it's driving them mad. They're losing their directional capabilities.
Well, I'm not sure. I think it also has something to do with what they're feeding their bees. You know, high fructose corn syrup probably isn't helping the bees at all during the winter.
Well, exactly. You're right. And you're right back to Monsanto seed.
You're correct.
Fall product.
Yeah, you're correct.
But anyway, as far as the vitamin D, there's one other thing or a couple other things you need to be doing.
Zinc.
Our vitamins are deficient. You need to be eating selenium and boron and a little vitamin K wouldn't hurt either. All right, peace out.
Yep, thank you so much tonight for the call. I don't know if it's, I mean, I don't think the coronavirus is that big of a threat in the first place because, like I said, I've gotten it. So I don't know if having sunshine really helped me or not. I do drive a convertible, so I get a fair bit of sunshine.
Right,
plus,
right.
You know, I sit on my back porch enjoying the pretty days that we have here in New Hampshire.
I think just living a healthy lifestyle is going to really, because, I mean, you know who's really getting the deaths?
Who?
Old people and obese people and vitamin D deficient. Those are like your three winners. Winner, winner, chicken dinner right there. If you're any of those things, yeah, you might die. But I mean, even when you consider that they're basically racking everything up to be corona, we know this. We know motorcycle accident guy was listed as a coronavirus victim. We know this. But even when they add all of those up flu. Usually between 20 and 60,000 a year. It was 2,000 last year. 2,000. What happened to the flu?
The flu numbers were way down last year.
What happened? What happened to all of that? So even when you consider that they racked up the numbers still really aren't that much from year to year. Yeah, there was more deaths last year, but not that many more. Not the reason to shut down the whole damn economy more. And the damage. I mean, look at every. Look at what we're dealing with right now. Look at the prices of things. You can also thanks to, you know, the printing of money, but I mean, this lockdown didn't help anything.
No, of course not.
People don't want to go back to work. So you have companies who are going out of business or they can't.
It helped the state.
Oh, absolutely.
It gave them a lot more power and a lot more authority, and it set precedents allowing them to tell us what we can and can't wear.
Absolutely.
But it didn't do anything for businesses, and now the federal government
Except Amazon and Walmart.
Yeah. And now the federal government is, you know, giving everybody
Stimmies. Checks and unemployment checks, which, by the way, our governor, as much as I can't stand the guy, he is actually ending our $300 extra a month. Is it a month or a payout? Anyways, he's actually ending that incentive to not go back to work. Because if you're making more money in unemployment than you are working 40 hours a week, who the hell is going to go to work?
I mean, that's definitely the issue, right?
It's a huge problem across this country, and he has correctly put the spotlight on that issue that we're having, that people just don't want to go back to work. You have businesses who have signs on their front doors like, "Hey, we're going to be open till noontime," and then we don't have anybody to run the counter. Please work for us. We're hiring.
As someone who works out there in the fields, I mean, I do see this stuff all the freaking time. It's just no one wants to work. And I can't say I blame them because they are making more money sitting at home playing Xbox or whatever it is they're doing in their spare time.
Yeah.
I would love to do that, but I'm just not the type of person to do it. I can't blame those people. It's not their fault that the government's paying them more. But people keep saying, oh, well, then increase the wages that you're paying people and they'll come back to work. Look, it's really not that simple.
That's a great argument, is it? Not.
It's not because businesses in this situation are having to compete with an entity that can literally create money out of thin air. Businesses can't do that.
Nope.
They have to actually earn the money that they pay their employees. If businesses could just say, okay, sure, we can just create $1,000 a week to pay you, they would do it. But the government can do that. Businesses can't. It's not a fair competition. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in to talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Aria and Conan. And, you know, it's frustrating to me to see so many of my coworkers vaccinated against, you know, COVID-19. But it's also frustrating to me to see how many of them are upset that Sununu's mask mandate has lifted.
It's bizarre. It is absolutely bizarre.
I mean, considering that these are like college kids, right? We're not talking about geriatric patients here. We're talking about college kids who are calling Sununu an idiot because he lifted the mask mandates.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you can still wear a mask if you want to. I don't know why you can't. Just because there isn't a mandate in place doesn't mean you can't wear a mask.
Jokingly, we reported on an article couple of weeks back about the girls, the DC girls, who did not want to be thought of as conservative.
Yes.
And we were just speculating on that. It was an opinion piece.
But we have an actual piece here that someone actually bothered to research.
We actually know that there are liberals out there, progressives or whatever, who have straight out admitted to it. They do not want to be conflated as being any type of conservative, because that's the people who aren't getting the vaccination. So how do you prove that I've been a good little soldier, I've been a good little slave and gotten my vaccine? How do I get to prove that? Unless maybe yellow stars are on their way. But by the way, we talk about sometimes, you know, the chat room and some of the callers will call in and say, you guys talk about masks all the time.
Sure.
You know what? I think it's very, very, I think this is a very important argument, because this is the first thing you see of your fellow human beings. You can't tell if someone's vaccinated. You don't necessarily know what religious beliefs someone might or might not follow or what their political opinions are. But you can tell someone across the store who's wearing a mask. You can tell a lot about that person.
Sure. Especially because they wear so much of their personality on their masks. Like me.
With their vanity masks sometimes? Or?
Yeah, I wear the NPC mask.
Right.
To passive-aggressively point out to people that, yes, I think wearing this mask makes me an NPC. Not thinking, just obeying.
Well, that's kind of where this article is probably going to prove that.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think this is so important, because you can... this is something you can visualize right off the bat. You know what's going on. You know this person was probably one of the 26 out of the 40 who will kill you, who electrocute you to death if Dr. Fauci was sitting there with his lab coat on and he told them to do so. These are the people you need to fear. These people are dangerous. These are the people who are going to have yellow stars out pretty soon, sticking them on unvaccinated people, and you're going to be getting trucked off in cattle cars. Because they think
I don't think it's going to get that bad, but there are certainly already examples of, you know, locker rooms being segregated into people who have red stickers and people who have blue stickers,
right.
Where some of them have been vaccinated, some of them have not been. But the masks are going away. The mandates, at least, are going away. Whether or not the masks will remain, evidently some people want them.
Yeah, they want them.
So what does the article say?
This is from Yahoo News, talking about one individual who's refusing to give up his masks. Whenever Joe Glickman heads out for groceries, he places an N95 mask over his face and tugs a cloth mask on top of it. He then pulls out a pair of goggles.
No, he doesn't.
According to him, he does. According to this author.
This dude is walking around in goggles and two face masks.
Hey, you know, whatever floats your boat.
I guess, but man.
He has used this safety protocol for the past 14 months. It did not change after he contracted the coronavirus in November. And it did not budge when earlier this month he became fully vaccinated.
Hold on, so he had COVID-19? Is that correct?
According to him.
Why did he get vaccinated then? He knows he'll be fine.
He's a good little slave, doing his part to save humanity.
That's stupid.
He became fully vaccinated. And even though President Joe Biden said on Thursday that fully vaccinated people do not have to wear a mask, Glickman said he planned to stay the course. In fact, he said he plans to do his grocery run double masked, good God, and goggled up for at least next 5 years.
Okay, dude. Sure.
I think they probably found one of the worst cases possible.
They probably went to
the grocery store and they're just sitting there like, all right, let's look for a real crazy. There's one.
He's wearing goggles and two masks. That's our guy.
And he runs masked.
In two masks and in goggles. And he plans to do this for the next 5 years.
He's doing his part. Even as a combination of evolving public health recommendations and pandemic fatigue lead more Americans to toss the masks they have worn for more than a year, Glickman is among those who say they plan to keep their faces covered in public indefinitely. For people like Glickman, a combination of anxiety, murky information about new virus variants, the mutations, and the emergence of an obdurate and sizable faction of the vaccine holdouts means mask-free life is on hold, possibly forever. I have no problem being one of those people, said Glickman, a professional photographer and musician from Albany, New York, but I don't think I'm going to be the only one. I think he's right. Let's skip down a little bit. Last year's protesters staged rallies against official requirements to wear masks, built piers to burn them. Did you see any of these?
I saw organized
protests. I don't remember seeing anyone burning masks. So they were burning masks.
We attempted to burn one at Forkfest before we did the Rage Against the Machine song, Killing in the Name.
And the plastic started melting and you realized
it just didn't burn.
Interesting. It's more as cloth. But as more Americans become vaccinated and virus restrictions loosen, masks are at the center of a second round in the country's cultural brawl. This time, people who choose to continue to cover their face have become targets of public ire, which I'm calling that as bullcrap. Have you given anybody the stink eye who's still wearing their mask and you haven't anytime this year?
No. I have better things to do.
In interviews, vaccinated people who continue to wear a mask said they are increasingly under pressure, especially in recent days. Friends and family have urged them to relax or even have suggested that they are paranoid. Okay, I do that. But not to like my coworkers. I have two coworkers who are always masked up. I've never like sat down with them and said, Hey, look, you're suffering some type of disorder. You need to talk to somebody. You can talk to me if you want. No, I haven't done any of that. I'm doing it now, though, I guess.
It would be true if you said that, but you're not telling it directly to them. But I mean, they certainly do suffer from some sort of fear,
unwarranted,
hysteria.
Unwarranted in my eyes, but you know what?
It's completely unwarranted.
One of these girls, she lives off of NPR. She gets that is her go-to news source. And if you've ever listened to it in recent years, they are total state propaganda. It's sickening. Not to mention
paid by the state.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention you're getting talked down to by an elitist who says that's not entertaining to me. I don't want to spend my drive to work listening to some snob telling me how to live my life, to eat bugs, to wear your mask, to double mask and wear goggles, because that's what they do on NPR these days. And they get on specialists who defend their argument, which is, all right, you know, this is stupid.
So why does this guy insist on wearing two masks and goggles for the next 5 years?
Well, part of the problem is it's hard to prove, and this is from all the news anchors that I've been watching in the last couple of days who are losing their minds. It's hard to prove who has been vaccinated and who hasn't.
Right.
Now the new orders is like, you don't have to wear your mask anymore, even if you are vaccinated. Meanwhile, I'm not vaccinated. I haven't worn a mask at all. So how do you differentiate me from the good slaves?
That's what
they're worried about. They're in the store with me, standing right next to me. We're in line, waiting for the cashier to put her nasty hands all over my vegetables. And they don't know if I've been vaccinated or not.
So that is it, then. It's still just that they don't want to appear as conservatives or libertarians or anarchists.
Well, in this case, one of the reasons is, no, that's one of them. The other one is you can't determine who's been vaccinated. You can't determine who's been a safe, good boy or girl.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is that I imagine that most of the people who don't want to wear a mask are also not particularly inclined to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And here's another one. The Rachel Maddow spiel from a couple of days ago. She's been wearing her mask religiously for so long, she can't wrap her mind around being free, which is basically what this is. And by the way,
well, that's typical for human beings, especially here in the United States, where we've been under this regulatory nightmare for so long that we don't know what freedom would actually look like.
This is Plato's cave. This is seeing the shadows on the wall and thinking that that's real. And you finally walk out into the sunshine and you're blinded. It's so real.
And terrified.
Exactly. And this is what these crazy libtards, this is what they are. They're terrified. Oh, my God. It's real. It's real. And I can't handle it. My brain is melting.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.